This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah further discusses the law of Tzamid Pasiel, the law that the Torah says that if an earthenware utensil is sealed shut, it has a cover, it's completely covered, it itself and its contents are shielded from Tumah. That, you know, for example, if there's a mace in the room, that the Tzamid Pasiel, that sealed shut earthenware utensil and its contents remain Tahar. Clearly, at a certain point, if the sealed cover cracks, if that crack is large enough, then it can no longer be considered a Tzamid Pasiel, and at that point, the kli and its contents would be vulnerable to Tumah again. The Mishnah discusses what that point exactly is. The Mishnah discusses a case of a Sarida Shihinasuna al Piatanar. You have an earthenware plate that functions as a cover. It's placed on the opening of an earthenware oven, Mukav Tzamid Pasiel, and the plate was plastered to the opening of the tanur, sealed going all the way around. And so it's Tzamid Pasiel. If there was a mace in the same room, the tanur and its contents would not become tame. But the Mishnah says, let's say Nistak minatanur lesrida. The seal between the opening to the tanur and the plate developed a crack, shiuro melo pi mardeh shelo nichnas. The size of the hole that renders the seal as no longer halachically valid is an opening that is as large as the tip of an ox goad, although it doesn't have to be large enough to actually allow the ox goad to enter. If the diameter of the hole is exactly equal to the diameter of an ox goad, then at that point already we would say that this is an invalid seal, and therefore this is not a tzamid pasiel. It no longer has the protection afforded to tzamid pasiel. So says the first opinion. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nichnas, Rabbi Yehuda said that the seal would only become invalid once the hole in it is large enough to actually allow the ox goad to enter. The Mishnah tells us that the dispute flips right around as regards Nistaka Sarida, if a crack developed in the covering, the plate itself. First opinion says, here, Shiro Kimelo Pimardea Nichnas. The cover only becomes halachically invalid once the crack in it is large enough for the ox goad to actually go in. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shelo Nichnas. Rabbi Yehuda says, now here, we're dealing with the hole in the cover itself. Once the hole is already equal to the diameter of an ox goad, even if you can't actually put the ox goad in, the cover would be considered invalid. The Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that there is a Mesorah that in one case we go by the measure of the actual ox goad diameter, and in another case we follow the shear of a hole they could actually put the ox goad into. They agreed that you follow one standard for the cover itself and a different standard for the seal. The dispute is to which standard applies to which. The halacha is in accordance with the first opinion. The Mishnah adds a point of clarification as regards if it's a situation, like let's say according to Tanakama, when it's a hole in the cover itself, and we say again the standard is it becomes invalid if you could actually insert an ox goad into the hole. The Mishnah clarifies, Haya Ogol, if the hole in question doesn't go straight through, but goes at a diagonal such that even though the diameter is substantially larger than the diameter of an ox goad, you can't actually insert the ox goad all the way through. Ein Roen Oso Aruch, we don't view the hole as if it were straight, and we don't ignore the fact that you can't actually insert the ox goad, ala shiiru kimelo pimardeh nichnas. Rather, the standard is that the ox goad has to actually be able to pass through. And so until that's the case, it would still be considered an intact tzamid pasiel, and so it and its contents would still be shielded from tumah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.